Big Red Bench with Chill Insurance. Proud sponsors of Cork GAA. Chill Insurance. We'll take it from here. Cork's Red FM.
Yeah, it's brilliant to top the pool in any World Cup, let alone top the pool in the manner that we have done. You know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, okay. Before we talk about the win over Kazakhstan today, bring us back to Tuesday and just the feeling that was beating the world champions.
Yeah, I suppose it was great self-belief in our squad that we could do it, and we had a game plan. We had a game plan in place that just meant that we could go and do it, and we just carried it out. And you know, similar to today, we had another game plan for a different team, and just ground out the victory. You know.
Yeah, let's talk about today then. A big win over Kazakhstan in the end, but after the first 40 minutes, it was a grueling first half.
Yeah, I suppose it was, again, no surprise to us that it was going to be that tough to break them down. We kind of knew we had to get to maybe three, four phases before we could kind of open them up a little bit. And Kazakhstan, in their nature, are a fighting opposition, and they proved it once again. And we knew it could take up to 60 minutes to kind of really get into them and get beyond them. And it just took that bit of patience and that bit of work and teamwork. Thankfully, we just, again, stuck to the game plan and just ground out that victory.
A lot of hard work went in before the penalty try was awarded, and I think from there on then, the bit of space that was created having an extra woman really opened things up.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose maybe again our superior fitness probably just told a bit again. It's been, as I say, well documented, like that we've a great S&C in our squad in Marian Earls, and you know, we really have that belief that we can just keep going, and you know, that physical fitness is there now that we can just keep going to the very end and keep hammering home a team until 80 minutes is up.
Was it hard finding the focus for today's match after Tuesday and all the fanfare that was after it, because it was such a massive result?
It really wasn't that hard to find the focus, because I suppose this was always a five-step journey, and really and truly, like, with the greatest respect to New Zealand, it was just the second step. It was a game we had to win. We went and won it, and really and truly, it meant nothing unless we won today. So, you know, step three had to come, and we were firmly feet on the ground. There was no great looking back, giving ourselves a pat on the back or anything. It was immediately after the match, it was focus on Kazakhstan. Where can we beat Kazakhstan?
But you know what, Laura, you say there, with the greatest respect to New Zealand, I think you showed them massive respect in not cowering to them Tuesday. It just looked like you were taking on an opposition you knew you had to beat. You weren't overawed by them at all. And it was the same with Kazakhstan today. There was a job to be done and you did it.
That was completely it. I mean, it's been just a very professional setup so far, and you know, it's just been one game at a time, a different game plan for every game so far, and just literally every person in our squad understanding that game plan and carrying it out. And I suppose that's where our strength has come through, is that we really have 26 players who can just go out and play to whatever game plan the coaches need us to play to. So it's great.
Yeah, and the squad element and the strength of the squad evident today too, with 10 changes for today's team to take on Kazakhstan. What it meant, or did it, Laura, have, you know, were there girls there talking about, I suppose they wouldn't talk about these things out loud, but, you know, girls wanted to stake a claim and put things in Phillip's mind for team selection the next day?
Really, truly, there wasn't. It was a focus of that we have to do this job as a team. We can't go out as individuals, because if we go out as individuals, you know, we deviate from that game plan. So there was literally, it was a case of our team being the strength and our squad being the strength.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's again the great thing that's been put together in our squad, is that it's an incredibly strong unit. There's nobody going out there to do the amazing or be the hero or kind of deviate from the game plan. It's just 26 players with the same focus, same mindset. We all want to win every stage of our five steps, and again, just today was step three, you know.
It looks like the squad is a really, really tight bunch. Just to see the way you were celebrating together on Tuesday after the game again today, I'm sure all the girls that weren't in the matchday squad today were sitting alongside things today, watching very closely.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, they're the first people over to you after a game to give you the hug and to say well done. And, you know, it's just really and truly, I suppose, unless you're inside this, it's probably hard to understand it. But this squad, it's just 1 to 26 and it's just all equals, and it's brilliant.
Class, yeah. Last week when we talked, Laura, we talked about your experience at World Cups and the difference this time, things like that. Now with the top of the pool, the massive win over New Zealand that I keep harping back to, but it just deserves so much credit. The win today, top in the pool. It's up there, isn't it? I mean, with the Six Nations success in the past, you've surpassed that with this, yeah?
Yeah, I suppose. And I suppose as long as we keep continuing with our next few steps, I think it can definitely surpass the Grand Slam. But right now we just need to stay in the moment and we can enjoy it when it's finished. We can enjoy it on the 18th September, or the 18th of August, sorry. You know, right up until the final whistle on the 17th, it'll be just job at hand.
Yeah, World Cup semi-final now, and that's next Wednesday, am I right?
That's correct.
Good stuff. And you're keeping an eye on France and Australia in the other pool tonight to see who the opposition might be, is that right?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be certain on this because I'd have to have a look again, but I think it could be any of England, Canada or Australia, France potentially that could be in line for us next. So, you know, I suppose that's out of our hands, and as soon as we know later this evening, the coaches will start working again and we'll begin to plan for them.
Good stuff. And it's all about recovery now for the girls playing today and for the rest of the squad. As soon as you find out opposition, working on specific areas of the game to target them.
That's it, yeah. The analysts will start to kind of break down and see where we can start to attack them, and our job has already started in recovery. We've already had the ice baths. We're literally getting the water back on board now, and, you know, it'll be a case of minding the bodies for the next few hours and then back into training, you know, in 2 days' time.
And what's happening around training and all the training and preparation you're doing for matters on the pitch? Are you getting much downtime, or what's happening there?
I suppose our S&C is totally in charge, and she makes sure that we are, you know, working for only a set amount of time each day. And other than that, really, it's being mindful of resting, and it's ice baths after every session. It's recovery skins after every session. It's making sure to get the food in, get the water in, making sure we're not dehydrated. So, you know, basically, she's looking after all of it, and we just have to keep going with her. We're kind of maybe limited to about 25 minutes on our feet in the day, and other than that, she's looking to get us kind of resting, you know.
The Big Red Bench with Chill Insurance. Proud sponsors of Cork GAA. Chill Insurance. We'll take it from here. Cork's Red FM.